Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, man.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Design with your host, Uncle Bing Fisher, and you can call us at 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. You can catch me on Telegram. A couple ways to actually catch me. Telegram's probably the best one. That's one I've been really favoring to. You can get me on Parler at bingfisher.com, or Bing Fisher, I guess, on Parler. You can also get me on MeWe and Bing Fisher. I got American by Design over there, and I also got bitemeinthebasement.com over there. And I think I got that on Parler, too. But, I mean, you can search around, but Telegram's probably the easiest way to get hold of me, and that's t.me/American by Design, t.me/Bing Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. And you can also reach me on Gmail, and that's bingfisher@gmail.com. Today I'm talking about, it's going to be interesting, the next 2 years in this movement that we've got. Which it is a movement, because we are gathering steam. You got CNN lost 50% of their viewership since the big Trump move, bump, I guess you might call it. Since Trump was out of office, they lost 50% of their viewership. And, of course, they downscaled almost 70% of their workforce. So where are these people going? Where are all these reporters going? Where are all these deckhands going? That kind of thing. I don't know. They're out of a job. Karma, baby. See, these people cannot live without Trump making Twitter remarks. But when they gotta have to cover Joe Biden that can't get up a flight of freaking stairs to get on an airplane, knocked off 3 times, and the wind was not that hard. This man is frail. It's frail. I'm sorry. He's got cognitive issues. He's got problems. He can't get up a flight of stairs. Nobody around to help him either. I felt pitiful for him. I really did. I really did. I felt pitiful for him. And his wife, Jill Biden, the shill behind the man, just wants money, wants the fame, the glory, the power, the money. That's what all these liberal Democrats want. They're in control now, and all they're going to do is steal you blind. I seen a poll the other day, and they said something to the effect of, well, would you mind if it was a CNN poll? I think it was something to the effect of, would you mind if your taxes were raised if you could get free health care and free food or something, free welfare? And 33% of those polled said, yes, yes, we would love our taxes to be raised in order to get free stuff. Free stuff. Do they not understand? These are neck above dead people, okay? That's what these people are, neck above dead people. I'm thinking of a Rob Zombie song right now, you know? Dead girl, maybe. I don't know. But these people are dead from the neck up. If they think that free, I guess if you put free, and I used to take some advertising courses and so on, and anytime you put free in something, everybody wants it. Everybody wants it because you said free. Doesn't cost me. Doesn't cost you. Doesn't cost anybody. These people are so ignorant. It's really not funny. But I laugh at them all the same because their demise is coming when you got CNN losing 50% of their viewership. That's a lot. That's a lot. In this industry, that's humongous a lot. Okay? That's a lot of people that have dropped off after Trump left because they got nothing. Who are they going to sit there and interview anymore? Jen Psaki? The woman is as boring as a rock. She's boring. She, you know, let's circle around. Let's, you know, I'll get back with you. Yeah, you know, she's boring. She's about the most talented less person I've ever seen in press secretary of the United States of America. You got a crisis at the border. More than a crisis, it's emergency. And you got people saying, well, okay, why is FEMA down at the border? The Federal Emergency Management Administration. And a congresswoman asked the head of the administration why, or what was, you know, the acronym, what did it mean? He said Federal Emergency Management. We don't have a Federal Contingent Management Administration. It's a Federal Emergency Management Administration. I'm sorry, we got a crisis at the border. We got kids being thrown in these. If you want to go back to the day where they were saying, well, we got kids in jails, we got kids in cages, and you got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at the border, you know, wringing her hands and stomping her feet saying, these kids should not be here. They should not be, you know, slapped into little cells and so on in cages. If this were Trump, this would be everywhere. CNN, BSNBC, Screw Up Your Life People magazine. It would be everywhere. But it's not, because it's Joe Biden. It's Anvil Joe. It's Old Joe, Sleepy Joe, whatever you want to call him. The man is an apt politician. He's an apt at being president. He's done it already, pissed off Mexico. He called Putin a killer without a soul. That don't go well. He's got North Korea pissed at him. How many other countries? Oh, Venezuela. I forgot about them. The little despot dictator countries. They're even mad at this guy. Because he can't get anything straight, can't get anything right. He's a bumbling fool, and so is his administration, the whole administration. And they're taking you down with them because they will fail. Communism, socialism, fascism, Marxism never, ever works. It fails. But what happens in the meantime is you fail as well. And you fail before they do because the elitists have the power, they have the money, they have the control over you. They don't care. They don't care about you. They could care less about race relations. They could care less about that. It's a smokescreen. Blow it away. It's a smokescreen. They want power. They have soul power now. And as far as the House goes, as far as the Senate, they pretty much got that locked in. Tiebreakers here and there. They've got the presidency. And they're going to ruin your life in the meantime. And unless you take some stand, a stand, I don't care, run for office, dog catcher, I don't care what it is. Do something. Get on the radio. Do like we're doing here at Conservative Nation Media. Just get up there and make your voice be heard so that other people can actually get some news, get some kind of insight as far as what is happening in this country. They are ruining democracy. They to executive fiat, they have sat there and with Joe Biden's pen. Remember the pen that never runs out of ink? You just keep signing these. We all go along with it. H.R. 1. That's probably going to go through. And then you will never be able to vote and feel comfortable with your vote being cast as you wanted. They want prisoners to vote. They want youngsters to vote down to the age of 14 to vote. They want people to support the Democratic Party, the party that was never for or never against slavery. They were for it. They were the party of keeping minorities down. They are the party of Jim Crow. They are the party of Antifa. They are the party of Black Lives Matter, another Marxist group. They are the party of Marxist, communist, socialist. They're not that far between each other. They are the party of not the people, but other people. The people that are coming through the border en masse, because of Joe Biden saying, if you want your children to come on over, bring them on over. In the meantime, you got close to 600 children every day being led across the border. Who knows who's raped? Who knows if they're sodomized? Who knows if they're beaten? Who knows who they are? Who knows what diseases they have? Who knows who is keeping control of them? Who is watching them? They just ship them off somewhere. This is the Democratic Party in action. This is your tax dollars in action. This is a means of them to gain control because they envision these people in maybe, I don't know, 5, 15, 10 years from now being granted total amnesty, and then they'll vote. They'll vote for the Democratic Party. They want to annex or make D.C. a state. They want to make Puerto Rico a state, which I think is going to be hard to do because, see, as they are, they're actually a district, a territory that we control. They're not a state. Never have been. You can't make, by the Constitution, anyways, you can't make a district of the United States a state. But with the 9 judges we've got sitting up there in the Supreme Court, and you've got six that I can count that are a pusillanimous lot. They are slime. With John Roberts at the helm. Slime. And yet, we are so worried. So worried about what is happening at the border, because it's not a crisis, you see. It's a diversion. It's a diversion. Remember this clip? Trump, I don't know, he used to talk about it, I think, back even 2018, maybe, something like that. I'll play this for you. Think about it. Diversion. Exactly right. See, Trump knew about the border. That's why that was his focus. I would say modus operandi one. He wanted the border sealed because now you've got carnage, and it's going to catch up to the liberals, and it's going to catch up to Joe Biden, who offered this. When you got kids and you're saying, this come across. Come across. What are they looking for? Well, what they're looking for, people, are voters. It's about power. It's about money. Mainly power. So the Democrats can sit there and stay in perpetual power for who knows how long, till the cycle is broken. But there's good news on the horizon. CNN's going down. You've got MSNBC. They are going down. They've been down. They just don't know when to get up. They don't know when to crawl out from the hole that they're under. You've got NPR going down. You've got all these liberal, because they have no Trump to go after anymore. They have no Biden because they can't do that. Oh, my God, no, they can't. Not that snake. They can't go after Biden, even when he falls down the stairs 3 times. They can't go after him because it makes them look bad. It makes their narrative look bad, which is their narrative is anti-Republic, anti-America. That's their narrative in a nutshell. They hate this country. but they love the capitalism that it brings. And capitalism and America are tied at the hip. I've always said that. They are tied at the hip. And you don't get one without the other. You don't get one without patriotism, without freedom. You don't get capitalism without America. You don't get capitalism without freedom. You don't get capitalism without maybe strings tied to it, as some might say. Well, capitalism is evil and it's, you know, well, then go somewhere else. Don't ruin our country. You know, there's people moving into where I'm at, located in my bunker, under a secured building somewhere in Tennessee. And there's people coming down here, and I say, look, you know, welcome, welcome. But don't turn our state into your blue state. Don't turn our state into something that you are escaping from. You're escaping from something that you did not want. And I encourage people to come down here. Blend in. Be one of us. If you go to Florida, if you go to Alabama, if you go to one of these other states, it doesn't matter to me. Just don't come ruin ours. Don't bring your New York with you. You understand what I'm saying? Don't bring it. But we have a couple of years of a hard road to hoe. And the thing is that everybody has to get involved. Like I said, if you think you can do a radio show, come do it. We'll sign you up. Send us over a little teaser over on Conservative Nation Media over here. Send us a teaser. Send us something. Get involved. Get involved because it's important. It is direly important because these liberals have the power and they will not stop until it's scorched earth. And they don't care because they have their hairdressers that will do their hair anytime. They have their restaurants where they can go without a mask. They have their anti-science where they shut down the schools, they shut down businesses, and so on. I haven't wore a mask since COVID came out. Haven't. My wife neither. We don't go, if we go into a store, we don't wear a mask. They might say, can you please wear a mask? And I said, no. You ever see reports on what's in those masks after you wear them for about 2 or 3 hours? Nothing but germs, bacteria. The science is not settled. Science is far from over. We'll get through this. I'm not worried about COVID so much. I'm worried about our own republic, because I don't know if we can withstand this kind of lunacy from the left. I don't know if we can withstand 33% of the people saying, yeah, you can raise my taxes as long as I get free health care and so on. I don't know if we can withstand that. These people are brain dead. They're window lickers, as I used to call them. My wife said, well, that's not nice. You shouldn't call them that. Well, that's what they are. So that's what I call them. Because these people are full of hate. They can't, I guess they can't help themselves. They're full of hate. They want to blame this shooting in Atlanta and so on racism. It's always racist with them. It's always got something, some kind of tie back to racism, some kind of tie back to white supremacy, some kind of tie back to, you pick your term. It's always got some kind of tie back to something that doesn't relate to them, but actually does, because the laws of opening up our border through executive fiat is creating a mess. It's creating a Holocaust at the border. And you've got children, you've got young kids that are coming in that want what Joe Biden is asking for. Free stuff. It's always that free term. But the real people are not conservatives. We don't hate people. The real people that hate and want to promulgate this situation at the border, want to promulgate what they want to further the already deteriorating situations that we have around the world. These are the people. Got that wrong. Sorry about that. Try to get this. Thank you, Liz. Then you also got Biden. DHS chief claims that the border is closed and blames Trump for dismantling the system. Trump. They're still blaming the dude. He's out of office. And if you look at it, Biden's the one that begged people to come over here. Stop the border wall building. Stopped it cold. He's the one that's demanding these people to come over here. He's the one that's put out. You know, they're all coming over with Biden shirts. Where the hell are they getting them from? He's the one demanding this. And you got Pelosi on the sidelines and Chuckie Schumer. There's both on the sidelines and are going, there's nothing wrong. Nothing to see here. Turn your head. Go look the other way because everything's all right. It's not, we don't need FEMA. No, we need a federal, little problem management act. They'll probably start that up next. Problem Management Act, FLP. FEMA little problem. They want to blame everything on Trump constantly, and they're still doing it because they can't blame it on themselves. But this is them. They own it. They own all of this. Everything that happens, and I swear to God, I wish somebody that is a victim of a crime, of one of these illegal immigrants, if you want to take their word for it. I just call it illegal aliens because that's what they are. Of somebody that's a victim of a crime sues the living crap out of the government because they ought to. They ought to. And more people need to step up and say, look, and there are some people that are stepping up. You got Greg Abbott down there in Texas. He's stepping up and he's saying, look, we can't have this no more. Because he knows he can't have it no more. Because they cannot house these people. Where are you going to put them? They're putting them up in motels. But the Motel 6 will keep the light on for you, baby. Just come across the border. These people, these elitists in charge of the government are so out of touch with reality, so out of touch with society, that they will force this down your throat. And they will lax themselves. And they will say, look, everything's all right. Just, you know, be a good boy, be a good girl. Turn your head. Don't look that way. It's not as bad as it seems because we don't care because we've got all the money. We've got all the power. We've got all the control. And that's what it is with the DNC. That's what it is with these Marxists. Everything that they come up with is Marxist-based, communist-based, based in deception, lies, propaganda. They take away your history. They take away your books. They take away everything that's involved with you. They take away your very soul, if they could. They're sick. They're sick, demented people. And they need to be put asunder. They need to be ousted. Otherwise, our republic, our representative republic, will fail. But they're not going to go down easy because, like I said, they got the media in the pocket. They've got the big corporations like Facebook and Twitter and so on behind them. They've got the media that is perpetuating these myths and lies that it's all Trump's fault, that these Asians were killed because his rhetoric on the China virus. But when you look back at what they were saying, they were calling it the Chinese Wuhan virus or the Wuhan virus or whatever. They were all saying even worse things that Trump said. He just called it China virus. But no, China virus, and that makes Asians at target for some crazy man that had some kind of sexual addiction. But the media just perpetuates this Trump hatred because they have nothing else to go off. They have nothing else to report on. You can't ask Jen Psaki any kind of informative question because she's too stupid to answer it. She doesn't know how to answer it. Let me get back with it. Or she'll answer it in some awkward way that's just not even fitting to be a press secretary. The woman has no credentials to be a press secretary. Hell, I could do it better. I'd say, look, you're stupid. Shut up. Next question? No. They just don't want to go there. These people are ignorant. And I'm sorry, but like I said, they need to be primaried, every single one of them, in my opinion, pretty much every single one of them. need to be primaried. And if you're not in the game, you got to get some skin in the game somehow. I don't care what you do. Everybody is good at something. Even a thief is good at thieving. Run for office. I'm thinking about it. Get with me, bingfisher@gmail.com. Say, look, I'd like to do a talk show. We'll set you up. We'll get you hooked up if you want to do that. If you can do that, if you feel comfortable with it. Everybody's got to get some skin in the game. And the time is now. Because we can't wait. We can't let these people take over what we have. We just can't let them do that. But on the bigger, brighter moments, I did finally get a greenhouse installed out here where I live. And that's what I'm looking at right now because I'm waiting for the zombie apocalypse to start. And so I got a greenhouse going and we're going to be planting some, you know, stuff. We've already had gardens for forever, but today I chopped down a bunch of trees and a bunch of things. I know you probably don't want to hear about that, but it's just private stuff for me. And I felt like I got a good day's worth of work together. Yeah, good days, you know. A good day worth of work is always better than just hanging out watching TV, in my opinion, you know. That's just the way I look at it. And the way I look at it, too, is because maybe I can grow some food that I can help neighbors and so on. That's another way of helping. Another way of helping, you know. Start a YouTube channel. I mean, I'm just throwing out straws, hoping somebody will take one and say, look, you know, that sounds cool. Let's do that. Like I said, if you think you can be a talk show host, give me a buzz. In the meantime...
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, or a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you got to know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Is not an instrument either.
This is crazy talk. What kind of place is this? as you really are.
But don't genius live in a lamp?
Yes, geniuses live in a lamp there, dude. Call-in number here. You're listening to American by Design on Conservative Nation Media Radio. And the call-in number is 646-478-5284. I'm just looking over some of the news coming around, and it looks like, and I don't follow sports that much, all right? I really don't, but it looks like the entire Georgetown team kneeled for the national anthem. They proceeded to get their asses kicked by 23 points. I think that's prophetic. I think it's prophetic. Then you've got Putin goes on Siberian forest escape to highlight Biden's physical weakness. He went out there basically, and it's a show, tit-tat, that kind of thing, where, what the hell was that? Oh, kids racing up and down the hall. But it's a show for tit-tat, but he wants to highlight Biden's weakness, which really doesn't take much. When the dude can't even get up a flight of stairs to his airplane. And like I said, it was pitiful. Everybody's saying, oh, but they were like 80-mile-an-hour gusts, and they just took him off his feet. There's a meme that I've seen. It was an animated GIF, and it's got Trump, I think, down at Mar-a-Lago, and he's hitting a golf ball, and it's Joe in the head every time he gets up, and it hits him back in the head, and so on. And it's funny. It's funny. I don't care who you are. It's funny, all right? But, you know, this is the kind of thing that's going on right now, is that Biden is so weak, and he's not just weak physically. He's weak mentally, and everybody else knows it. Our enemies know it. We can't have this. If it was Trump that fell down the stairs three times, this would be on CNN. It would be constant. It would be played over and over and over again until it was nauseating. But you would hear about it. The Senate would be in investigations, and the House would be in investigations on whether this man was competent or not to be president. Hell, they're still probably going to try that, even though he's not president. But they're going to still do it because they can't cover Biden anymore. You see, they can't do it. They can't cover Biden because it makes them look bad. They won't even ask him a question. When he stops to talk to the press, it's like, woo, you get that blue screen with the bars on it. Oh, we can't display that, you know, we can't show that because we're afraid of what he's going to say. The guy is incompetent. He never was competent at all. In his 47 years in Congress, he wasn't competent. He was competent maybe back when he was supporting the segregationists and so on, when he was in line with them. That's probably his best days. The man's seen brighter days, but not since he joined Congress, not since he became president, which is a whole nother issue I really don't want to bring up right now. The lies, the cheating, the thievery, the money, the big money from the tech corporations. And, you know, they're going to get their comeuppance at the end because it all this cancel culture, all this stuff is coming back to haunt them. You got somebody that was hired by, Teen Magazine, I think. Hired by Teen Magazine. a young black woman, she didn't even last an hour, ousted because of something she said back when she was 16 or 17 on Facebook. That's why I don't have a social presence or presence on Facebook, Twitter, any of that anymore. I'm on MeWe. I am on Parler, but I don't post there that much. Because anything that you write, even 20 years ago, might be took back on you by this cancel culture movement where these people want to just cancel everything that matters. Everything that matters to this country, whether it be right or wrong. It might, we've had some mistakes in this country, granted. But display them, show them, focus on them, if you will. Let people know this is not what we are. This is what we overcome. We're the greatest country on the face of this earth, or we used to be. And these people want to cancel everything, everything that we stand for as a country. They want to compare the French Revolution to the American Revolution. It was no comparison. The French Revolution was an aristocrat-type revolution. The American Revolution was one of us dispelling the powers of another country over us. It had nothing to do with the caste system. It had nothing to do with elitism. It had everything to do with power exhibited upon us by another country. But these people to this day, they cannot get over Trump. They just can't. Do you miss him yet? I do. Because he kind of like opened up our lives, in my opinion. I'm not saying the dude was a saint, okay? But when we got people on the left, like the people at CNN that's left there, whoever's left over there, when they got rid of 50 to 70% of their staff, when you got him compared to some of the people on the left, it's night and day. Night and day. One stood for freedom. One stood for America first. One stood for democracy, a strong military, less government. And the other stands for more government, more freebies, more taxation, more government. Oh, did I already say that? Oh, yes. More intrusion into your lives. The government is an animal. It's a creature that we created. But we created that creature. We can destroy that creature or change it around. That's how these people are thinking. We can't let them do that. We just can't let them do that. Because these are the people that are wanting to destroy us. I don't know why that does that. Oh, bear with me. But let's go back and play this. This is... How many of those are you going to claim, Joe? Where's Hunter, by the way? Hey, Joe, where's Hunter? And you can't make it up. And whose fault is that, Joe? Whose fault is that, Joe? The teachers? Huh?
Nope.
The ones that gave millions of dollars to your campaign? Just shut up. Tired of hearing it. It's like, you know, blame everybody else except him. Blame everybody else except Joe. Because good old Joe knows exactly where to go. Except he can't get up a flight of stairs. Let's try to play this hatred piece again. I don't know if it's going to work, but we'll see. I don't know what's going on with this, but we'll see. And these are the people that are trying to tell you that Trump incited the Asian killings. These are the same people. Same exact people. Who's going to go punch somebody in the face down there for letting a bunch of kids come over the border being raped, being victimized by coyotes? Who's going to do that to Joe Biden? I wonder. Yep. Okay, Maxine, you never did. But it's rhetoric. It's hate speech. You should be canceled. You should be. Canceled forever. Yeah, what kind of hate speech? Compare that to whatever Trump said. Anything Trump said. There's no comparison. Nothing. The domestic enemies to our voting system and to our honor, Nancy, is you. I guess that's why we still got the Capitol surrounded by barbed wire, zip wire, you know, who knows what else, tanks, landmines, military. Isn't this the people's country? And not the politicians? Isn't this our country? It's time we stand up for it. Take it back. Yeah, that's liberal hatred. That's the hatred they have for Trump. Even though he's not in power anymore, and it's the same thing. I just want to keep playing that over and over again because it shows the fallacy. It shows the hypocrisy of the left, the tolerant left. They have so much tolerance for everybody else, but so much tolerance for everybody else but you. Look, I don't care what you have to do to get some skin in the game, whether you might want to donate to a cause or whatever, whether you might want to join a website, get involved, whether you might want to just be yourself get up on a soapbox, speak it, preach it, baby. Preach it from the mountains, how these people are, what these people are. These people are the evil snake that Trump told you about at the beginning of this video. They are the snake that when you take them inside and you invite them in to try to help them, they're going to bite you. And all the while, you knew they were a snake. That's the people you're dealing with. They're ruthless. They're cold-hearted. They're elitists. They're Marxists. And they want to turn our country into a communist paradise. Thank you for listening tonight. I appreciate it. God bless y'all. Love you. And we're going to take you out with Brian Futch again. You can check out Brian Futch's page, brianfutch.com. Download his music, man. Help him out. He's a struggling artist. I don't know. He might not be struggling anymore because we've been giving him a lot of airplay. But definitely check him out. He's got some good music. Good night. God bless you. Be safe. And get on a soapbox somewhere.
Amen.